877-288-1077.
This is full-time Catholic radio for Southeast Michigan, 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
Welcome to the Doctor of In, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. This is Colleen Kelly Mast, your hostess today, here to just share the love of God with you when you're facing these struggles and trials of the day. Sometimes misunderstandings of the church teachings, or sometimes misunderstandings of one another. Sometimes just difficulties in trying to help people live the life they're meant to live, to be that missionary, to be Christ to others. Sometimes it's a problem in ourselves, but we don't see it. We think it's someone else's fault. All sorts of problems going on, or maybe we're just trying to make a decision about something and we just want a second opinion. What should I do? Who's right in this area? Give me a call with your question or personal problem. This is Colleen Kelly Mast, here to help you today at 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK. You can learn more about my work at my website at respectincorporated.com or sexrespect.com, where you can read about my speaking and training seminars and books that are available for marriage preparation, for public schools, for older teens, for younger teens, Love and Life, my chastity program, and other resources like things we've talked about on the radio are available on the resources page now, and things that we discussed last week are already on there and the week before. So when you say, hey, what was that story that you told about the forgiveness and the bridge builder, can I have a copy? Well, it's on there. And a couple of weeks ago when I spoke about earlier in the month, 13 things mentally strong people don't do, and then what Catholics do, all that stuff's up there. So go to my website, some resources for you that are free you can download, or the books that will help you with teens, preteens, young adults in your life, marriage preparation, or marriage enrichment, the One in Christ Marriage spiritual workout for your marriage is there as well. So sexrespect.com or respectincorporated.com is the number to go to. And I want to thank all of you that emailed and the follow-up calls in Friday's show. We got some good Catholic support and good Catholic ideas there. So it's great to know our audience is alive and well and spreading the good news in any way that they can. Today, I was going to say this morning, but for some of you, I know it's afternoon. Actually, half of you, everybody east of Indiana, is having their afternoon already. And so in this afternoon, and those of you that are in the Central or Pacific or Mountain time zones, morning still, talk a little bit about marriage. I told you I was in Melbourne, Florida area last week, and one of my friends that goes to Ascension Parish in Melbourne gave me a stack of old bulletins because their pastor writes some really good columns, and sometimes we'll copy another article in it, and sometimes we'll respond to things that are going on in his parish. But she was right, they're worth saving. So I was reading this one that was a takeoff of an article, August 2012, in U.S. Catholic magazine. It was about the graying of divorce and empty nesters in the second half of marriage. And I thought it's so applicable to all of us as we look at marriage, whether you're just starting out in your marriage or just thinking about whether or not you're going to be married, or if you're in that, what his title was, the 25-year itch. Because statistics had shown that divorce doubled for couples over 50. And so why is this happening and how can we stop it? So the divorce rate, as everybody knows, and you hear it when you're trying to stay married and make your marriage work, it was steady since the 80s, but it's doubled for the older adults over the past 20 years. And that was a surprise. In this study, co-authored by Susan Brown, the co-director of the National Center for Family and Marriage Research at Bowling Green State University. And the research paper is called The Gray Divorce Revolution. And it started because she was chatting with some people about when Al and Tipper Gore split in 2010, and they were looking at some of the data of marriage from the American Community Survey and were shocked to find out that all those who divorced in 2009, 1 in 4 was age 50 or older, compared to 1 in 10 in 1990. So that's something we have to look at. What are these factors? What's going on? How do we make our marriages work? Well, as Catholics, after reading this article, we know we are on the right track. A lot of the couples it says experience key turning points. Well, some is that we live longer than we used to. And, you know, even at, you know, your 25th anniversary, you could be married another 30 years. And so, and then people stay together just because of, they say, because of the children. Or, and then they get to the point where they say, well, you know, the kids are off and I'm hiding this pain. And maybe they're lonely. Maybe they're just two individual people living in the same house because they haven't cultivated their unity. And so then there's all these changes going on, the physical changes, social changes, emotional changes, and health problems, medications. People respond differently to the side effects of medications, and you got, you know, menopause and moods that change your physical life, and then your social circles change because the children aren't there anymore, and the people you used to sit at basketball games with or swimming meets or cheerleading practices aren't the same friends you have. And then your spouse approaches retirement, and or maybe you have elderly parents you have to take care of, or maybe you've got problems with grown children. And so what happens, they say in these studies, is that all those unresolved losses and disappointments for the first part of the marriage that maybe you didn't deal with, you know, it created a lot of hurt, a lot of loss, but you were busy with the kids, or you're working 12 hours a day. And then it says in the second half of marriage, all those ghosts reemerge. So what is that telling us? We're not really loving. We're not forgiving. We're just stuffing it in and getting through it. So then couples, you know, reckon, renegotiate, and try to recover from those bad habits of just stuffing it down. So how, as a married person, can you proactively face those struggles, those hurts, the lack of compassion or the lack of personal intimacy? You know, are you finding the help that you need? Are you getting a book about marriage? Are you talking to someone? Are you getting some counseling? You know, and that's going to go a lot further than just arguing, hurting one another, blaming one another, avoiding one another, or just seething in your anger yourself. So if you do not yet in your marriage, whether you've just been married a couple months or you've been married 25 years, if you've not yet established a way to deal with conflict, it's going to blow up in that last part of marriage. And what happens with that, what emerges is the big R, resentment. And resentment is like a poison. And you swallow the poison and you think, oh, maybe I'll just put up with that other person and they'll die because I'm resentful of them. You know, they'll die on the inside. But really, you die. When you carry around that resentment, it kills something inside of you. And then you can't even see the good in your partner anymore. The 20 years of dysfunction blinds you to the goodness of your spouse. So no matter what good that person has done, the spouse will still look negatively at them. So how do we get back on each other's sides? How do we make marriage a teamwork again? How do you live like a team like you did maybe in the early years when you're out ready to face the world? You know, are you getting the counseling you need? Are you practicing communication techniques? Are you getting some help so you have a step-by-step communication program that you follow so you don't just stuff all those things in? Because a good marriage is not where everything's going perfectly, or it's not where we necessarily complete each other, you know, because your marriage is not going to measure up there. One of the authors quoted in an article says, our expectations of marriage are so out of line, Peterson says, Marriage isn't supposed to make you happy. It's supposed to make you married. Marriage creates an environment in which you can choose happiness, and you can create a wonderful home and friendship that'll bring you happiness. But the institution itself, like everything, it's what you do with it. So just because you got married, you still have to work at happiness, and don't just stay together unhappy. But that isn't all that bad either. You want to work toward happiness. Another survey they quoted said that couples, more than 5,000 couples interviewed in the 1980s and again in the 90s, among couples who called their marriages unhappy in the first round in the 80s that stayed together, 2 out of 3 said their marriages were happy 5 years later. So not just stuffing it in, but praying, working, struggling, making your marriage happen. Search for help. And many of the couples in the article did so. And a lot of them ran into something we've mentioned on the show before, Retrovi. Retrovi is a movement in the Catholic Church, although you don't have to be Catholic to go to it, that helps you turn around your marriage. I think it's a French word for turn around. And so one of the quotes says, what Retrovi did was give us the tools to reconcile the hurts inflicted during the time when we weren't paying attention to our marriage. She said, if you're not communicating what you need, there's no way you're going to get your needs met. So work at your communication, get some help. Don't be one of those statistics that after 25 years marriage that splits up because of that resentment and that lack of communication. Go to a Retrovi weekend, call your marriage and family life office in your diocese, or see a counselor, or find one of the websites that sends you help for your marriage all the time, and get the help that you need to make your marriage work. Because what's going to happen is we show the world, as married couples, what God's love looks like. A quote in the article said, we need to take our marriages and put them on a lampstand so it gives light to the whole community so people can see what real love is about. Real love is sometimes about love that's very hard to give. If I love my wife because of all her wonderful traits, what credit is that to me? Anyone can do that. If our love is going to be that extraordinary, the extraordinary love we claim it to be, then the most important time of my love is when it's most difficult to give. And that's when my love is transforming. That's when my love really, really makes a difference. And that's when I become who I need to be. So are you loving someone with that transforming love that looks impossible outside of God's grace, that is only possible because of that sacramental grace of matrimony? So make that marriage work. Do what you need to do. Or get to a Retrovi weekend where other Catholic couples that have been struggling will help you. So we can be that light of Christ to the world. Well, call me today with your questions or personal problems. This is Colleen Kelly Mast on The Doctor Is In, here to help you today. The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK. And we'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
The Doctor Is In is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory, connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
For Christians, the new health care law presents some difficult moral dilemmas. Every insurance plan is now required to cover things like the morning after pill. So if you don't want your health care dollars funding procedures or prescriptions that go against God's design, what should you do? Fortunately, the law allows believers a better choice. MediShare. It's Christians across America who share each other's medical bills. It's affordable. Family options average around $300 a month. Best of all, you never pay for things that break God's heart. MediShare is a healthcare choice for life.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-PSALM-11. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-PSALM-11. That's 855-PSALM-11. From Affirm Films comes Heaven is for Real, based on the book about the incredible experience of a young boy's journey to heaven.
You saw heaven?
What does it look like?
It's beautiful.
And his return home. This Easter, experience the hope of one family story. Heaven is for Real with Greg Kinnear and introducing Connor Corum as Colton Burpo in theaters Wednesday, April 16th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. More information is available at heavenisforrealmovieresources.com.
To the Doctor is in, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number to get on today's show. Oh, a couple of people have already hung up. There are lines open waiting to hear from you. Father Joseph from West Virginia, thanks for calling, Father Joseph. You're on the air right now.
Yeah, Colleen, nice to talk to you.
Thank you.
I just, maybe it was a week ago, you were doing a show and you were addressing the pro-life issue.
Mm-hmm.
And a question came up from one of the callers about a person, I think, that she knew, maybe, that was, or knew of, a Jewish rabbi that sat on the board at Planned Parenthood. And so a discussion ensued about, given the Ten Commandments and, you know, how is it possible to understand that scripturally and also in the Jewish tradition? And a number of people were commenting on it, and I think that there was, I think you did a great job trying to and field that question and all. I knew I had heard a good response to that at some point, and I contacted a good friend of mine, Father Paul Schenck, who is the head of the pro-life office for the Diocese of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and he had the advantage of being raised as a Jew, and he's a convert to Christianity and then into the Catholic Church. He's been on the journey home a couple of times with Marcus Brodie.
Oh, good.
And he offered an insight that I just share with you in case a question comes up again.
Okay, great.
And what he said was that, you know, of course, in Judaism, you have the whole spectrum of theology. So from progressive to conservative,
right,
traditionalist,
mm-hmm,
and all of that. And there really is no magisterium per se, you know, and there's no Pope, or there's no central figure.
Right, they make local decisions.
Right, right. But he said the consensus of Jewish theology that comes really from not only scriptural text, but he said from the Talmud, is that it is to destroy the embryo is to commit murder.
And the Talmud said
it's right in the Talmud, and so. While it's true, the question was, the reason that apparently the rabbi had said that it was abortion justifiable was because the child didn't have a soul until it took its first breath. And so what Father Paul said was, while that is true, that that's a longstanding belief that the ensoulment happens at the first breath, that doesn't mean that they don't believe the child is alive. Okay, so it's not that the child becomes alive when it receives a soul. It's alive.
They believe it's alive, but doesn't get its soul from God till it breathes.
That's the Jewish, collective Jewish understanding of that. Mm-hmm. And he said, and certainly the Hasidic Jews, the conservative Jews would still hold to that. The whole idea of what the Talmud teaches about the protection of the embryo and that the destruction of the embryo is to commit murder. So while it's a twist on Jewish theology, in other words, it's it's spinning it in a way. But clearly, he said the consensus of Jewish thought and theology over the centuries is the protection of life, and it's based, of course, on the Ten Commandments.
Good, good. It's good. I'm glad that they are deducing that from their teachings, and I'm glad that you called to share that with us.
You're most welcome. It does come up. I've been involved at the pro-life effort, different levels, and that question does come up. But, you know, our Jewish brothers and sisters, you know, especially the ones who would be coming from the Hasidic or traditional, the conservative, branches of Judaism would, you see them there at the pro-life march and, you know, and their ability to think about the unborn child as a life is certainly present in their both, not only in the scriptural text.
Right, right. You can see it right
also
in the scripture.
In their writing, the scripture writing, the Talmud especially.
Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in, Father Joseph. I appreciate that. God bless you. And keep fighting for life. This is The Doctor Is In, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK. The next caller is on line 3 from the Midwest, an anonymous lady from the Midwest. Go ahead on line 3. How can I help you today?
I need some help and maybe a new perspective on gaining some positive feelings toward my husband, who has been emotionally and physically abusive. And I have some really negative associations, of course, mm-hmm. you know, when I see him, so I'm needing some
help.
Input.
Are you still married?
Yes.
Thanks be to God for doing that. Well, and are you getting some counseling?
We have on occasion tried that. He is not really willing to go anymore.
Proud. But is he not? Is he stopping the emotional and psychological and verbal abuse of you?
In his perspective, he is trying.
Okay.
He is making the effort, but he feels it's impossible to be "quote unquote" perfect, and I shouldn't judge him, or you know, I should remove the plank from my eye before I take out the speck from his. And all I've done is call boundaries on what's acceptable and what's not, and he thinks that's trying to control him, and it just really gets very twisted.
That is twisted, and that's how the devil creeps in relationships like this. Do you have that book by Patricia Evans, The Verbally Abusive Relationship?
No.
Okay, that book and another one, it's called Victory Over Verbal Abuse is her second one. But this first one, The Verbally Abusive Relationship by Patricia Evans, is how to recognize it and how to respond. Because you need the confidence to know that what he's doing is verbal abuse or is psychological abuse or is emotional abuse. And all those will be outlined in the book. Some people are raised in such a setting. And look at our culture today. I mean, people are making fun of each other, criticizing, backhanded, you know, slaps at people on television and movies, that we almost think speaking disrespectfully to people is normal. You know what I mean? And so he might have that in his mind, that that's how he thinks people treat each other.
Yeah.
But really, if you're walking on eggshells so you don't set him off, and you're, you know, he stands off to, you know, or you have to stand off to avoid, you know, disagreements. It's ways that he's intimidating you or demeaning you or isolating you or just dominating you or humiliating you. It makes you want to do it back to him, and then it becomes a very negative cycle. Not just, and what they try to do, and this is in a lot of the books about verbal abuse, is they try to make you think it's your fault and it isn't.
Right.
Right. And so the book, The Verbally Abusive Relationship by Patricia Evans and Victory Over Verbal Abuse, which is a lot of stories, will give you some ideas on how to respond. And so when he says, you know, this certain thing, this is how you respond. So you don't take it into your heart. So your first issue about changing it, your first issue is about forgiving, but we're going to move to changing it, turning it around. You probably need some help with a third party to help him see. Otherwise, he makes it your fault. And so the book could be that third party if you're both mature and ready to regularly work on it, but a counselor would help more. But then your question about forgiveness, that's deeper.
Actually, I would say that I have forgiven, but reconciliation is a totally different thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have asked him, when it became physical, seriously physical in December, I asked him to leave, and he thinks that I am cold-hearted because I asked him to leave.
No, you're protecting yourself.
Right.
See, again, that's he's trying to twist it. And you're hurt. And every time he says something like that again, you're hurt again. So forgiving is one thing, but you've got the emotional damage inside you, the emotional baggage that comes with that. So he's going to have to not just, you don't just tolerate the continued abuse. He needs some help in how to turn it around to be kind, like reading the book, The Hidden Power of Kindness, and turn that around so he edifies you, he affirms you, he speaks love to you to begin to heal the damage that he's already done. So get some help with a good Catholic counselor, CatholicTherapist.com, and get some help with that.
Republicans, Democrats, no matter which political party is in office, there are always investment opportunities to be found. The Ave Maria Mutual Funds won't compromise the moral beliefs of its investors. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. The portfolio managers make decisions based on investment fundamentals and moral values. Call toll-free 866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month-end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
This is a Marriage Minute with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse.
The bishops of the Roman Catholic Church are preparing for their synod on pastoral challenges to the family. Here at the Ruth Institute, we wish to ask the synod fathers to remember the victims of the sexual revolution. We have a petition respectfully asking them to do just that. For instance, think of the suffering of the children of divorce. In their little minds, they wonder if they are to blame for their parents' divorce. They may feel like leftovers when their parents have a new baby with a new spouse. They may grow up shuttling between two households, hoping they have all their homework with them. We hope the Synod Fathers will remember the suffering of the victims of the sexual revolution. Please go to RuthInstitute.org to sign our petition to the Synod Fathers. That's RuthInstitute.org.
This has been a Marriage Minute. Go to RuthInstitute.org. Remember the victims of the sexual revolution. That's RUTHInstitute.org.
Welcome back to the Doctor Within, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. Lines open, waiting to hear from you at 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number to get on today's show. And just to finish up a little, music cuts us off sometimes. On the last call, the church is not against people separating, especially if someone's being abused. The physical abuse, asking someone to leave until they can get their act together and be kind and be able to give love. That's what your mission is in marriage, is to give love to the person, not to manipulate, control, or abuse the person. So to ask a person to leave until they can get healthy and you can get healthy, mentally healthy, emotionally healthy, physically healthy, will help you start over a lot better. So that is not necessarily a un-Catholic thing to do. you don't go, you know, when you separate, you don't go out and look for another person. You're going out there to give time to heal. But it's better than just being quiet and letting that person have their way or just complaining behind their backs or shutting down emotionally, you know, or getting physically ill because of the problem or, you know, just bitter, getting bitter or resentful, you know, that you have to learn through your counseling and through your separate time. Like, if this person is willing and capable to be a marriage partner that is has the capacity to love and approach this as, you know, rationally as you can. Try not to get into the emotional, you know, drama about them. Respect them for who they are. And both of you get the help that you need so you can at least have some mutual respect, because that's the only place that you can begin to get that healing. Otherwise, every time you hear the sound of his voice or see him come in the room, that memory is going to resurface of them hurting you. So I hope that helps you. I hope you get the help that you need, too. God bless you. Our next caller is anonymous male. You don't even know in the country where this is anonymous day, I guess. This is online, too. So welcome to the show, the man online, too. How can I help you today?
Well, my question was, what do I do? My wife blames me because our oldest daughter doesn't want to talk or listen to her.
Hmm.
And it's, for me, it's the way that my wife has approached things that that causes my daughter and even myself, and as the siblings get older, they don't want to associate her as much. And she's very
with your daughter or with your wife?
With my daughter. The older siblings don't want to talk to my wife
okay
anymore.
All right.
As they get older, because of the way that she relates to them. And the more this happens, the more afraid she becomes. And the more she blames me. And I love her dearly, but it is like your last caller talking about the verbal abuse and what goes on in the home.
Yeah.
And
so the kids don't want to be around that as they become teenagers because they see through it, and then they're at that age where they don't have to just obey and do what she says as a dictator. They're saying, I deserve a little more respect than this. So they find that in you, and then the kids know how to divide the two of you, and your wife is blaming you. Is that kind of how it's working?
Yeah, that's when we've gone to counseling, that's what they've that's what the counselor, that's kind of the scenario that came up, and they've asked, I can't sit there and side with my wife when she's been, like your last caller talks about, the verbal abuse that she's given to me or the lack of respect she's shown me, because I'm not going to hit her, and I'm not going to call her names.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to do what she does to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not right.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm more of a nonviolent type of, I feel like I've read about Gandhi and nonviolence and things like this. And at the same time, it's hard for me to stand up and hold her accountable, because the repercussions from that are very, I want her to realize, hey, you know, we love you, but we can't put up with it.
Right. And so you don't just let her walk all over you. You can't be the doormat is the problem. Humility is not being a doormat. You know, humility is acknowledging what is the truth. And the truth about your relationship is that what she's doing and saying offends the very dignity of the human person, of you as her husband, as the kids get older. And so she might not see it yet. But the way that she speaks to people is revealing either some, you know, hidden anger or bitterness in her, some unhappiness that maybe she even inherited or got when she was a little kid, and she doesn't even know it. It's deep in her subconscious somewhere, and she doesn't hate you, but she does not know how to either receive God's love or pass on God's love to you, and so she's responding by being, you know, controlling, manipulative, or abusive. So first of all, I'm going to suggest, do not be the doormat. You know, don't walk around on eggshells. You know, find out what works for you and the kids and what doesn't. But sometimes standing up to her in a very kind way by just stopping, saying, it's really not right for you to speak to us that way. You know, that you can stand up instead of just letting her go on, and then everyone's heart gets broken in the family, and then she can, you know, blame you again for that division. And so try not to get wrapped up in the emotional drama of it, but make sure that she respects you, that she respects the children. And you said you've seen a counselor. Continue to do that. And if you need to, you know, find another counselor, if that one isn't helping enough or she's not responding to that one, you know, find another one that can give you some very practical tips. Because what needs to change here is, one, the absorption of God's grace. You need to be praying, especially with your older children. Pray for her. Pray for your wife. Pray for their mom. Pray that she will be able to see by the light of the Holy Spirit what God's love really looks like and how to appreciate her family and affirm them and care for them and love them and not blame you for whatever is hurting inside of her. And then to change that behavior, to just practice, even if it was just certain skills that were the opposite of what she's used to saying. And find some, like you and the kids can find, you know, maybe the three or five things she says the most or the way she approaches you the most that are most hurtful or manipulative or controlling. And then just say, here's an alternative to that, that either gives us our freedom or asks us something similar but gives us the respect that we deserve as a human being. And she can just practice those. And you can practice that with her, too. Instead of being the doormat or just the responder or reactor, begin a whole level of speaking properly, kindly, in a way that you affirm one another, accept one another, and do good to one another, so that you truly can connect instead of divide, as it seems to be. So continue to work with that counselor, and so you can practice sharing God's love with each other. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with more of The Doctor Is In right after this message. And so you can practice sharing God's love with each other. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with more of The Doctor Is In right after this message.
Hi, I'm Sister John Dominic, Principal of the Ann Arbor Spiritus Sanctus Academy. The Dominican Sisters of Mary are pleased to announce that Al Cresto will be our 2014 Medal of St. Dominic recipient, our highest honor. He will be honored at the 2014 SSA Scholarship Dinner Auction on Saturday, April 5th. Our annual fundraiser helps our schools raise the additional financial resources needed to educate approximately 400 students and provide scholarships for families needing tuition assistance. With silent and live auction items, it is our single biggest fundraiser of the year. It's Saturday, April 5th at the end of St. John's in Plymouth. To learn more or to make reservations, call 734-761-1297 or email ssaauction@gmail.com. Join us to honor Al and to continue a Catholic education for those in need.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, host of Christ is the Answer on Ave Maria Radio, pastor Our Lady of Good Counsel in Plymouth. Ave Maria Radio is conducting its annual spring membership drive April 7th through the 11th, and I hope I can count on you to pledge your support for this vital choice for the Catholic faith. Tune in April 7th through the 11th and make a pledge to help. Call 877-288-1077 or go online at avemariaradio.net. Thank you, and God bless you.
From Affirm Films comes Heaven is for Real, based on the book about the incredible experience of a young boy's journey to heaven.
You saw heaven? What does it look like?
It's beautiful.
And his return home. This Easter, experience the hope of one family story. Heaven is for Real with Greg Kinnear and introducing Connor Corum as Colton Burpo in theaters Wednesday, April 16th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. More information is available at heavenisforrealmovieresources.com.
Welcome back to the Doctor Within, where you can get free, friendly advice from a Catholic perspective. The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825, 877-5-PEP-TALK. After having two calls in a row about that same subject, I'm going to repeat the names of those books. The first one I mentioned is called The Verbally Abusive Relationship by Patricia Evans. The subtitle is How to Recognize It and How to Respond. The next book was called Victory Over Verbal Abuse, A Healing Guide to Renewing Your Spirit and Reclaiming Your Life with Inspiring Affirmations for Every Day of the Week. That's also by Patricia Evans. Then there's another book she wrote, and I have all three of them on my hands right now, Controlling People, How to Recognize, Understand, and Deal with People Who Try to Control You by Patricia Evans. And that goes into some psychological understandings that how these things become problematic and what approaches work and which ones do not. So I'll study up on those again for next time you call. But if you want those yourselves, they're all written by Patricia Evans. Verbally Abusive Relationship, Victory Over Verbal Abuse, and Controlling People. So I hope that will help you be who you're meant to be, and made in the image and likeness of God with many gifts and talents to develop and share to make his kingdom come right here in the world. Live our mission. Okay, another third anonymous one. Anonymous female on line four. Hope everybody else has names, but go ahead, Annie, anonymous line four. How can I help you today?
Hello, doctor.
Hello. What's your question?
Yes, I'm calling because it's very difficult to say, but I'm married to a husband who is running my kids to everyone except to me, taking them from the mother, with me, the mother. Mm-hmm. And he just made plans with them without letting me to go to his family. And I say, you know, I'm the mom. I want to go with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
And let's make plans and go together. And he says, I will let you to know, but he never came to me. So when I ask, he just say, I'm going with my kids. And this is what is going to happen. So he took off. And then he called and he says, my heart is broke because I'm not bringing you. And I got so upset at him because he is doing things with his own wanting and his family or friends,
mm-hmm,
and the children, but not doing with me is his wife.
And now his heart is broken because he didn't bring you and it was his decision?
He called me. His heart was broken because he didn't bring me. And I say, how dare you, when you keep doing this without me, and then telling me that your heart is broke.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking how I can continue with this marriage when he is so hypocrisy, doing wrong things and then saying, hey, I'm broke because you're not with me, and when he's doing his own will.
Just say, you know, I don't believe you because what you do is not what you say.
Yeah,
things have to match for you to have integrity.
Yes.
So.
And then, doctor, I just find out that he has addictions like porno and sexual. And I just find out, and he's meeting to meeting from Monday to Monday every day. And he's not directing the kids, and he's not doing anything with me and the kids, that the kids understand that they have a mom. And I'm overwhelmed. I'm very depressed and very emotional disaster. Yeah. And sounds to me that he doesn't see anything of that. Just he sees what he wants first, second, and third, only what he wants in three times.
Right, right. Okay, does he go to church and have faith and participate?
He goes to church, yes, he goes to church and he says he's Catholic, but what he's doing is a family at home. He's doing totally opposite to God's teaching.
Exactly, exactly. And totally. It sounds like he's deceiving himself if he doesn't really believe that's what's going on is wrong.
He's totally like, to me, what I see in him is saying, this is my way. I'm happy with what I'm doing, and this is the right way, and this is the way I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm. Your heart must be aching. I can see why you wanted to call in. Have you talked to your priest about this yet, the priest at your parish?
I did, but the priest says that he is not capable to be helping marriages. I need to find, and we've been in counseling.
Oh, good.
And he come with something else, protecting himself and saying a bunch of lies.
See, that's a problem. When you take someone like that to counseling and they lie to the counselor, you don't get the help that you need.
Yes, he's taking his way and he convinced, he just don't move from there. And I feel there is no way I can continue in peace with this because he sounds to me he's blind to his. And especially he has all the support from his family and friends. He knows how to convince.
Yeah.
Everything is just amazing, doctor.
Yeah, I there are people like that. I know. I have met him before. I had a girlfriend that was married to someone like that was just, everyone just thought they were amazing. But on the inside, it was just one big facade. And on the inside, he wasn't what she thought she married. So do you get to see the counselor separately, or do you just only see the counselor together?
We've been doing together and separately, but what I see very clear, doctor, I'm dealing with the devil, because what I see is that I've been seeing him to throw his tongue. He does a lot of tension. He controls.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, doctor, it's something very evil here in this fight I'm having with my husband and marriage.
I believe you.
He controls every single thing.
Mm-hmm. I believe you. Okay, our first remedy is always to pray, because especially when someone's involved in a deception like that, that's exactly what Satan did. I will not serve. And so it is an action of... it's an evil action that to deceive someone like that and to control people like that, and that's not how God wants relationships to be. And so, first of all, pray for him, pray for his enlightenment, that we know that God can change anyone's heart. Pray for your children, pray for yourself, that you'll know exactly what to do, how God wants to guide you through this. And then do see the counselor separately and tell that counselor that you need either the coping skills to be able to put up with this as it is and accept it as it is until he can get the help that he needs, or to, if you think it's impossible to carry on this relationship, the coping skills to find out how to do that without him bashing you even more and leaving you in the dirt and walking away saying, look at her, how horrible she was. Because this is one of those that takes a lot of holy water and a lot of prayer in order for someone to hear the truth and help you discern to make it through that. So talk to your counselor separately. Talk to your priest and ask him if he knows another priest that can help you as well from the spiritual end, and continue to pray so that you'll know. And then be good to your children. When you spend time with them, help them to love God and pray for them so that they know and see the truth without you having to bash your partner. They will be able to see through things like that, so your family can you can be united with your children even though he takes vacations without you. So get the help that you need, and God bless you. Thanks for the call. This is The Doctor Is In. It's time for break. We'll be right back after this message.
The Doctor Is In is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com, your national and local online business directory. connecting Christian business professionals with Catholic consumers. Advertisers have taken a stand to support Christian family values in the marketplace. It's important to support businesses that embrace life and promote the gospel of Christ. And at CatholicBusinessPages.com, business professionals have taken that stand. CatholicBusinessPages.com, a great place to get connected.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Dunha-Garmo, co-publisher and editor-in-chief of the Chaldean News. It's a news magazine for the Chaldean community, about the Chaldean community, and for anyone who wants to engage the Chaldean community. As Christians from Iraq, Chaldeans are proud supporters of Ave Maria Catholic Radio. We invest many hours into this monthly news magazine to keep you invested in the community. You can subscribe or advertise today. Contact us at www.chaldeannews.com. Find us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
1 in 3 Americans deal directly or indirectly with alcohol or substance abuse in their lifetime. If you're dependent and contemplating help, start listening to Renewing Hope every Saturday at noon on Ave Maria Radio. Renewing Hope is an information gateway to overcoming dependency. Brought to you by the St. Gregory Retreat Center, they want to help. Send your comments and questions without obligation to Renewing Hope at AveMariaRadio.net. And all audio archives can be found at our website at AveMariaRadio.net.
Adult Daycare at Catholic Charities of Southeast Michigan enables caregivers to work, run errands, or take a break knowing that their loved one is safe, comfortable, and well cared for. Whether it's a senior with Alzheimer's or an adult recovering from an injury requiring constant supervision, Catholic Charities offers expert care in a warm and welcoming setting. Social activities, stimulating projects, music therapy, and exercise add depth and texture to the day. Call toll-free 1-855-88-CCSEM for open house dates and locations. Catholic Charities of Southeast Michigan, providing help, giving hope.
Advice from a Catholic perspective. The number to get on today's show is 877-573-7825. 877-5-PEP-TALK is the number to get on today's show. Just browsing through this book again, Controlling People by Patricia Evans, and I was reading the list of gender prescriptions and the way some men in certain cultures and some boys are trained to be men in that way. To dominate women, and that is something that occurs as well that seems more unusual in today's culture, where we expect different things of marriage, where we expect equality in marriage, where Pope John Paul II has already freed us to see that we complement one another in marriage, but it's still this gender oppression and controlling still does take place and needs that healing so we can have that true free love that God wants for us, little by little. It's not easy, though. We've got to work toward it. Okay, line 6, anonymous female. Well, I'm glad that California and Alaska call is coming up, but at least said their names. Okay, this last anonymous call today on line 6, how can I help you?
Hi. Thank you for taking this call. I'm calling to find out how to help my 9-year-old grandson. He lives with me. His mother also lives with me. And he's just started asking questions about sex. And he's very curious, and I don't want to tell him too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'd like to ask what city you're in, but I know you're calling anonymous. The perfect response to that is my growing up programs for 9 through 12-year-olds, because it doesn't give too much information, but it gives the information that they need to give them confidence just about the changes that take place in their body and the morality and virtues that go with it. So maybe for him, you'd want to get a copy of my Love and Life Parents Guide, and then read the student book yourself. He's not ready for all the Love and Life student book, but the Love and Life student book, many of those chapters in the first 2 units, the first 12 chapters, you read those first, and you'll know that that will answer some of those questions. Things in the Parents Guide that would be scientific things, moral things, biological things, the language in there blends that beauty of the awe of God and His creation of us to do that. While you're there on my website ordering your Love and Life student book and parents guide, go to resources, and I'm looking it up now, and where we've just redesigned the website, and then it says radio show links or Colleen's blog, and there low on the blog, probably on one of the first pages, would be the six M's for boys and the seven C's for girls. It's on the third page of the blog. And that will be the things to talk to boys about. It's for it's written for 10-year-olds. Like, what do you say to your 10-year-old about some of that basic information? So this one doesn't have the science in it. The free download there on the blog, there I found it on the second to last page. And the it'll help you talk to him about where we're focused, you know, about Christ and the commandments, you know, the virtue of chastity, custody of your eyes, developing your character, controlling your behavior, you know, choosing to take care of yourself. But in the Love and Life Parents Guide, you'll have the science questions. I give a talk, and one of these days I do need to record it, called Raising Love-Wise Kids in a Lustful World, and it's how to answer all those questions that they ask when they are not yet at puberty, so we want to protect their innocence as much as possible, but you do want to give them enough truth to give them the confidence to come to you to know that, oh, I know what God wants of that. So when they hear something that is garbage, or they hear something that is impure, or they hear something on the playground or the street, that they compare that then to the goodness of God's plan. So, for example, you might say that, you know, God has an amazing plan for married couples, and they call this participation in the conjugal love and the marriage union, but just acknowledge to him, just say, but a lot of people mess this up and take that whole subject of sex outside of marriage and make it something, you know, silly or playful or even dirty or impure, and they mess up what God has really planned. So just let them know, I'm going to tell you, you know, just little bits over the next couple years of what God really wants, so you'll really know what's going on, no matter what those other kids say on the playground. So he'll come out of your little conversations with confidence and come back to you saying, hey, you know, Joey said this on the playground today. What does that really mean, Grandma? And then you can help and model that for, is it your daughter that's his mom? That
yes.
You can model that for her so she can see that you can give just very simple answers. But what you mostly want to do at this age is give them just enough science to satisfy their curiosity, but not so much that we kind of scare them by giving them too much information, but let them know that there might be certain kisses or embraces that are allowed by God for married persons that would be impure for the unmarried, and that's what the Sixth Commandment is about. Certain things that people can look at, if there's certain things we're not supposed to look at that are occasions of sin. So I'd say the Love and Life Student Workbook Parent Guide, and then print off my sexrespect.com website, the 7 C's for Boys, and I think that'll help you. This is Colleen Kelly Mast. I'll be back tomorrow reminding you to be Christ to others.
The Doctor Is In is brought to you in part by CatholicBusinessPages.com. Building community one business at a time. CatholicBusinessPages.com.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506.
The following is a message brought to you by the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan.
The Catechism teaches that faith is man's response to God and a free assent to all that God has revealed. Two of the great biblical models to the obedience of faith are Abraham and Mary. Abraham responded to God in obedience and trust when he left his home to a strange land, and he was willing to sacrifice his son Isaac. St. Paul called Abraham the father of all who believe. The Virgin Mary is the most perfect embodiment of the submission to the obedience of faith. She responded to God's angel with her fiat, "Let it be done to me according to your word." She lived that out through her care and love of Jesus. Elizabeth called her blessed among women. Let us pray that our faith in God will lead us to respond, following the example of our spiritual father Abraham and our mother Mary, giving ourselves over to God in faith. This message is brought to you by the Catholic Biblical School of Michigan.
This is Lavinia Spirito for Catholic Way Bible Study. In the Gospel of Matthew, Jesus encounters a rich young man who seems very serious about following him. But when the wealthy young man is confronted with the need for total detachment from his possessions, he is saddened. He cannot go through.